With Independence Day right around the corner, AAA is forecasting Americans will take 700 million trips this summer. That number is down nearly 15% compared to last July through September, and it's the first decline in summer travel since 2009 in the midst of the recession. Still, AAA travel trends show that travelers are making plans, though they're making them cautiously and more spur of the moment. This summer, we're seeing travelers taking more of a wait-and-see approach when it comes to booking. They want to travel, but they're not really certain, and so they're more likely to book last minute and take more long weekend getaways closer to home than extended vacations. When they do start to venture out, the greatest share of travelers will take to the road. Summer road trips will account for 97% of summer travel. Auto travel is always the dominant form of transportation, but when you look at the average over the last 5 years, it typically accounts for about 87% of overall travel. So we're seeing a much larger share of the overall travel taking place on the road this summer than in the past. And road-based travel is going to see the smallest decrease in travel volume, just a 3% decrease year over year. When you compare that to air travel, which AAA forecasts will see a 74% decrease over last year, and cruise, rail, and bus travel will see an 86% decrease compared to last summer. Last year, AAA predicted record Independence Day travel numbers. And were it not for the pandemic, AAA would be expecting 857 million trips during the third quarter of this year over the summer. That would be a 3.6% increase over last summer. But unfortunately, AAA's analysis showed the pandemic wiped out nearly 150 million person trips over the summer. So when we talk to AAA travel experts, we have begun to see a positive trend in travel, noting that hotel and rental car bookings have been gradually increasing since April. Our booking data shows that some Americans are ready to start traveling. They're just doing so a little bit more cautiously. More travelers are waiting until the last minute to book. They're watching what's going on, and they're booking anywhere from 48 hours to 7 days before their departure. We're seeing a much higher percentage of travelers that are making these last minute trips, showing that many are a little bit uncomfortable about traveling, and they're monitoring the situation to make sure that it's safe to go. And while some may still be hesitant to travel at all this year, many are planning ahead for the future. AAA Ohio cruise and tour bookings for 2021 are up more than 80% compared to bookings for 2020 at this time last year. So we're seeing a lot more people that maybe had to cancel their trips earlier on in the year, rescheduling for 2021, and we're even seeing new bookings out into 2021. So while travel restrictions are starting to lift, social distancing is still recommended. So it's no surprise that we're seeing 97% of summer trips as road-based trips that are closer to home. Many summer travelers are looking for those outdoor activities where they can continue to socially distance. Things like camping, close to home Ohio destinations, even RV rentals are extremely popular this year. Some travelers, though, are starting to venture outside of Ohio. Based on recent AAA TripTik requests for Independence Day weekend, the top five out-of-state locations for Ohioans are the Florida Panhandle, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the Outer Banks, North Carolina, and Tampa, Florida. These are typically very popular destinations over the summer for Ohioans, so it's no surprise that they're making the list of where Ohioans are starting to feel comfortable venturing out on these longer road-based trips. Still, as COVID-19 cases rise in many of these popular destinations, road trippers really need to make sure that they're always staying informed and assessing the risks before traveling. Regardless of where they're traveling, whether it's close to home or a little bit farther away, AAA recommends that travelers always make sure that when they're booking, you know the cancellation policy at the location that you're visiting. Never know what can happen, and it's always a good idea to understand the cancellation policy before you book a trip. Also, if you're getting ready for that trip, make sure that you continue to check the CDC's COVID-19 data tracker. Also check municipal and state health departments, the local news for updates on coronavirus cases, and continue to monitor the situation. It's also a good idea to make sure that you're planning your route ahead of time. Know that any state and local travel restrictions that you might run into, you can always visit triptych.aaa.com to use AAA's COVID-19 travel restrictions map. That's going to guide you to any travel restrictions that you might run into along your route. Always make sure that you're packing the necessary face coverings, gloves, a thermometer, and cleaning supplies like disinfecting wipes and hand sanitizer. Also make sure that you have with you the necessary travel documentation, including your health insurance cards for everybody in the family. Beyond routing your map in advance, it's always important to make sure that you're booking hotels ahead of time, planning out your gas and food stops to make sure that locations are open and clean when you need to stop. And also keep in mind that some national parks and attractions have capacity limits. So if there's a must-do activity on your trip, you definitely want to make arrangements for these activities in advance. Good news is gas prices are going to remain fairly low over the summer. AAA expects gas prices to average around $2.25 a gallon nationally for the third quarter of 2020. That'll be a 15% decrease from the $2.66 average that we saw last summer, and will be the cheapest summer average since 2016. Keep in mind, if you are on a road trip, when you're filling up at the pump, AAA recommends wearing disposable gloves or using a plastic bag to touch the pump so that you don't have to touch the pump handle with your bare hands. You also want to make sure that you're using a credit card, and when you get back into the car, clean your hands and that credit card with hand sanitizer or wipes. For those looking for lodging options, we are seeing people staying at private rentals and homes, but keep in mind that you need to make sure that you're asking about the cleaning procedures ahead of time and the cancellation policies. Many people are turning to hotels because they're corporately owned and they have more confidence in the cleaning procedures. So for road trips that do require that overnight stay, if you are going to be staying in a hotel, you can always look for a hotel with a AAA Diamond designation. And for extra confidence, you can look for Diamond hotels that display a AAA Inspector's Best of Housekeeping badge. These hotels have received top marks for housekeeping excellence for two consecutive inspections and are free of AAA member complaints, so that you know that they have high marks for cleaning and that you're going to get a good product. AAA travel agents can help travelers locate these properties. Prior to staying in any hotel, it's a really good idea to make sure that you're calling ahead to make sure that the hotel is, first of all, still open, and then also ask about the cleaning procedures, any restrictions or changes to the check-in process. And no matter where you're staying, when you check in, when you get into your room or your lodging, make sure that you're wiping down surfaces with disinfecting wipes, especially the high-touch surfaces like light switches, doorknobs, faucets, and those remote controls. Taking that extra step to clean is going to help to make sure that your vacation is safe and enjoyable.